There's a family, a husband and wife that I know. I went to the house about a little over half a year ago. I inspired them to learn the laws of Ashar. They have about 4 or 5 daughters in Shidduchim. And I saw him about a month ago on a Shabbos. I saw him. I said, you know, they looked down. Rabbi Menashe didn't go. We're learning it. Didn't go. So I told them they were doing a different book on Lashon Hara. I told them, learn, switch right now. Switch to the blue book. It's called Daily Companion. I show it to people always. The Daily Companion. From the Art Scroll, Daily Companion. And I start to learn the blue book right now. I think I said to them, every day with your wife, like basically don't miss. And I see when you don't miss, it's a big zechus. But even if you miss one day, you could do 2 days next day. I saw him last Thursday. Today is Tuesday. Last Thursday, I saw him. He looks at me. I saw him in a shul. I was coming out. He tells me, my daughter, one of my daughters, is having a l'chaim tonight. Come tonight. I'm like, okay. It's like, well, I was shocked also because I knew that family, and even my daughter was asking me, oh, what's happening with them? Like, there's a lot of daughters there. I said, I know. This is one of the daughters. It wasn't the older one. It was one of the younger ones. I came to l'chaim. And he told the introduce, he was happy to see me, to mention a few. All of a sudden, I'm walking to like to outside, and the father of the chassan, the other side, the parents were the parents of the kala, and the father of the chassan says, Rabbi Menashe, my wife knows you. I'm like, wow. There's a story. I'm like, I went to his wife went crazy. Rabbi Menashe, you know who I am? I'm the one telling you the story. And I'll just remind you, the story was like from 4 months ago. She had a story. She had, I think, 4 kids. She had 4 children. This is not the main story. The main one is the next one, the next part. But 4 months, I think it was Rosh Hashanah time, maybe more, 6 months, whatever it is. Rosh Hashanah time, she saw my record, she saw my article in about learning Chafetz Chaim, and she called me up. She had told me that she had she stopped having children. She had 4 kids, and she had stopped having children. Wanted to have more, but she stopped. And what happened was, she decided to learn the laws of Lashon Hara for 2 things. For herself, and she had a very good friend that needed shidduch. She was 27. She said, I'll do it for both. A little while later, she found out she was expecting. And her friend got engaged. And get ready for this, couldn't believe it. She tells me, the night I had the baby, my friend was the wedding. I missed the wedding because that night I had the baby. That was the story she told me already 4 or 5 months ago. I think I said it once. Anyway, she said, she called me months later. She reminded me by the l'chaim. She says, a month ago I spoke to you on the phone. You told me to switch to the blue book. I started the blue book Daily Companion a month ago. I was like, what? Yes. And they both got, her son got engaged to the other one's daughter. They both got engaged. I had told both of them to switch a month ago, and they both started a month ago, and they both got engaged to each other. The hashgacha is unreal. What? And this other family was looking for years. And the other one is, I don't know who. And not only that, this is an even bigger story. Not bigger, a story. She had sent me a check. I have it. Maybe I have to ask her permission to say the name. She sent me a check about 3-4 weeks ago. She wanted to get some books to like a sponsor. I have the check in my pocket. They want me to put it in like big words and, you know, put in who knows what. And in there was the check when she sent me to get more blue books, because she said, I'll do it. You know, she started doing it. And this was 4 weeks, and the end result, both families are such a big bracha. And people ask me, what's going on? Why? More powerful than any. So there's a lot of other books, Baruch Hashem. I have other stories of Family Lesson a Day, Rabbi Drazen, Joseph Drazen edition. There's other books, but there is something in the blue one. And I tell people, should never stop. As Hashem do till 120. You could switch off. But the blue book, don't forget the blue book. Like, you know, that's I have many, many stories with that, Bez Hashem, Baruch Hashem. I'm going to tell you another story now that I said about maybe a year ago. But there was a new added to the story. And I'll remind you, the story happened 1.5 years ago in the summer. And this was a big story, but I saw somebody who was an eyewitness to the story on Sunday night. Today is Tuesday. This is amazing. I wish I could get Mitch to say the name. He lives across the street from me. I live in Lakewood. And this family lives across the street. I heard the story from the mother, the son, and then I got an eyewitness on Sunday night. 1.5 years ago, this boy, about 13 years old, maybe 12 or 13, he was walking on Carey Street. If anybody knows Lakewood, there's a little block called Carey Street. He was with his bike. I'm not sure if he was walking, riding, but he was with his bike. A car was making a right turn from Cary into Madison Avenue. If you know Lakewood, making the right turn. He wasn't focused on the kid. He was focusing on making the turn, which when you're driving, a lot of times when making the turns, you focus more on the cars coming in. He did not see the boy. He knocked the boy down. The boy went under the car. I heard it from the boy himself. You can call me up. I'll tell you. You can call them up to get the details also. He said he went under the car one block on Madison Avenue. He says that people were not, they were bonking, they were there trying to stop him, and he didn't hop. He was moving with the car almost a whole block. The bike was slowing the bike, but he was under the car. The car was moving under the car. He told me, the boy himself later, he was banging on the car. Half his body from hip to foot was under the car. He was banging to stop, and finally, the car stopped. Hatzolah came, who knows what. And he came out of the car with a couple scratches, nothing. The mother told me, I was learning the Chofetz Chaim's book before, and I finished it the day before. And I restarted it. I'm now, I want Zechusim. I restarted it. And that was the day. That was the day of the accident. And I'm going to, and that was what I really said about, I think it was a year ago. Now I found out another detail. I met somebody Sunday night. During Chasana. She tells me, I heard your recording in Stories to Inspire. I heard your story, and I wanted to call you up. I was there. I was there with the kid. I saw it happening. I saw where the kid was under the car. It was so scary. I said, Lo Alein, Rachmana Litzlan, who knows what's happening to the kid under the car for the block. I was there. I was in the cars. And the car's weeping. And there was one guy, smart move. He went around the car, and he stopped the car from moving. He went around, he blocked him. He went from the other side, he blocked him, and the car stopped. Hatzolah came, but he said another. She said, I remember the boy went out of the car. He went like this, going like this, knocking his jacket. He went out of the car. I saw him walking with like nothing, as if it's like, what's the problem? No, like, yeah, maybe a scratch. Nothing. Not even blood. No, there's nothing. He said, she told me, I was an eyewitness. I said, it was such an open miracle. It's not Shaykh. And then when I heard, she says, when I heard in the recording that the mother was learning Chafetz Chaim, and the next day I said, wow, that's the miracle. That's an open miracle. A boy going through, think about it, one block, nothing, no head injury, no body, nothing under the car, and his hip to the foot. That's an open miracle. People that see this, you could have inspiration. So that's why people say, "Oh, Rav Menashe, maybe I learned it for a year. I'll maybe take it." Don't stop. Why? You have bracha in your life. Besides what else? How many things are you going to get? There's a lot. Number one, you have a great tzaddik. The Manshe Shiva of Segel promised he's going to help defend you in Shemayim. When he died already, almost 30 years ago, he promised. He promised he's going to help defend you in Shemayim. And he said, number two, he said he never saw family, didn't have issues in children, Shidduchim, Parnassah, good kids, and four, and many other areas. I see my own personal, so many stories I have. He says, so you're already getting bracha, you have a promise from a tzaddik. Number three, you yourself will have a better life. Nobody, people understand this. People are learning it for years, go ask them. Anybody who's listening to recording, you're doing it for years, you know what I'm saying. You become a better person, especially this blue book, Daily Companion. Certain books give that extra push, give a little case, give you a little inspiration, give a positive feeling of life. You're happy. You're a happy person. Now Purim is coming. We'll be even happier when you're learning it. When you're becoming a better person, you become more charged up. And number four, you'll be saved from all the Averis of Lashon Hara, which is the worst of all. From the Gaon says it's one of the biggest Averis, all the Averis of Kol HaTorah, all 613. Yeah, you're going to stop, but it's not more than that. When you're stopping that, you're changing other parts of your life. Your relationship with others become better. I have somebody who told me straight out. He was a person that listened always to Lashon Hara, and he told me, and he's a Ben Tari, he's a person, he told me I was always looking to talk. To say even Chas V'Shalom Lashon Hara, I did nothing. And then I started learning it. I think he said, see, half a year maybe. He says, now the opposite. He's changing his own life. In 6 months, he's a different human being. He's not young. He's changing 50 years. 50 years of life in one shot, in 6 months. And not even six. He changed, I think, even a few months after. And that's what's going to happen to you. You have broken life. I have a story. Now, this story I'm about to tell you, I've said parts of it in the last few months. I said 2 months ago, maybe 5 months. I'm going to give you the full so far. Maybe there's even more. This is a story I've said before, but I'm getting, it's unreal, the parts of it. And it starts with, I'm going to start this way. I gave a group, again, I've said this story over, but I'm going to give you all the parts, put it all together. You'll see an amazing thing. About a little over, less than a year ago, 8-9 months then, yeah, I gave a group. There was a lady in my work. She works in the Kriya groups in my teach. I'm a Rebbe in the morning. And she asked me, can I give a group for ladies and girls, about 40, 50 girls and ladies, for some zechus, somebody was sick. I said, okay, I'll come. I came in. And there was a lady there, her sister. The lady who ran the group, her sister came over to me at that time. I actually don't remember all the details, but I heard it later on. And she asked me about learning, about she said she didn't have children, about 4 years. I don't remember what she said at that time, but later on I heard it, later on I heard that I told her then. She started learning the blue book with her husband. This was at that time. I don't know, it was the next day, day after. 40 days later, she was expecting a child. I actually heard the news already 8-9 months ago. And I was going crazy at that time. They said, it's not real. They started, the husband and wife, there were a few other people learning the family, but the husband and wife were learning it, the blue book. Now I'm here, I heard it from the sister, I heard it from the brother-in-law, but this is amazing. Anyway, 3 months, they continue, and basically, Baruch Hashem, about two weeks ago Monday, today is Tuesday, 2 weeks ago Monday, a baby boy was born to the couple. They had a bris last Monday, a week ago, and that was the part, that's one part. Now watch this, it's amazing. That was the part with the lady. I only dealt with the woman that she didn't have children. I never really spoke to the husband. But let's now push the same story, but push it in a different angle. There is somebody, his name is Erez. Okay, Mamish, a big chosha person. He came over to me, and he said to me, I didn't have children for 5 years. I didn't have children. And his friend, he told me, I know the friend of his, it was my old student from 20 years ago, told him, why don't you learn Chafetz Chaim, the blue book? He said, the blue book. He showed me that he had a picture of the text of the blue book Daily Companion. Learn the Daily Companion. Okay. They said he's going to start in February. 2 weeks later, maybe about 2 weeks, he tells me, my wife, he saw me late after the baby was born. He says, 2 weeks after that, my wife, about 2 weeks, whatever, my wife was expecting. In October, my wife had a baby boy. Make the calculation, February to October, this is already October last year, not this past October, a year and a quarter ago, I had a baby boy. Baruch Hashem, a baby boy after 5 years, I saw open miracle. I had somebody that I was learning in the Kolel, in the yeshiva. And he didn't have children for 4 years. And get ready, this is the same story as the one I just said. 4 years, and he was working on the boy, the one that didn't have children. I was on the woman's side, he was on the man's side. And he said he pushed a lot of people there to learn for him. As it was 15, 20, he told me he had 15 always, and then he had people on and off, but at least 15. And about 4 months later, this friend of his tells him, my wife is expecting. My wife's expecting. I never knew that they also did it. The parents did it until now. I thought these stories were two different stories. I actually wrote down my stories. I write it down. I said this one story. And then I realized later on, when I heard the name of the boy, it's the same story. This one and that one, both stories, they were working on different angles. A baby boy was born from Klal Yisrael's beautiful caring about others also. They were learning, the other people were learning, and a boy was born. And today, in the cheder where I taught, somebody came over to me, one of the boys, I have a cousin, a boy cousin. They didn't have children for about a year and a half or two. And Baruch Hashem, they started doing, before they finished the book, 4 months. It wasn't 40 days, it was a little more. And Baruch Hashem, he said, they were expecting a child, and I think there was a, and then he told me it was baby boy, girl. Baruch Hashem, he told me the story today. And this is little moves, when people make moves. I got a call from somebody last night. Emotional call. Actually, the wife knows my wife, and she knows it from a long time ago. And later on, she told me her name. I was like, wow, I know, I heard the name before. I heard it, spoke to her husband once before. She says, I was learning it with my husband. The blue book. I'm not sure how she started, if it was for me or not. I don't know how exactly. She just told me we started it. And she explains to me, my son had a problem reading and things like that. And he needed that Yeshua also. But that was not what she wanted also, bracha, also to have, you know, to get engaged. She told me on day 38, he got engaged to everything excellent, amazing, day 38. And the thing that he had a problem was, he said, it's already up to day 90 or so. He said they saw bracha. The reading and everything, the clarity is, he said, it was an open miracle. They said, wow, we're learning it together. That's all we did. that we learn it both together, husband and wife. Now, if you're not married or divorced, you learn it with somebody else. It's very powerful. When you learn it with somebody else, you do the blue book. It doesn't matter if you want, let's say a person did it many, many times. You could switch over. I remember one of my stories all the way back was a girl that she heard me speak somewhere, and she told me that she did it for her brother and sister divorced. About 4 months later, mamish 4 months later was, her brother got engaged, and then her sister did it with another, her brother and sister were divorced, so then her sister did it with another girl, 26, they both got engaged within six months after they did it. But she added one line, I'm saying this story because the next step, she said to me, I'm doing it now, I switch books. I'm so into it that I want to do this type of book, I want to see this way, I want to be capable, I'm a different human being. In 1 year. She said later on, the brother had a baby boy. She tried to reach me again, because I know there's another story in there. But she said such a line which everybody should remember. Now it's Mamish Purim Pesach, the month of miracles. That's what's Nisan. Purim is miracle of Purim, and then Pesach. It's called Adar and Nisan is together, the months of miracles. I see open miracles for people learning it. And I just told him, I was talking to Rabbi, from the principal of the Cheder, Rabbi Gelwax. I was just telling him now, just 10, 20 minutes ago. I said to him, you know what I think the feeling, the reason why this open miracles? Is because when you learn it, you become different. You change your life, even a week, even sometimes 1 day, 1 or 2 days. He says, Hashem says, you change your life, I'm going to change the din on you. You're not supposed to have children right now. But now you became different people, different names. Your whole change of names changed. Now, you deserve a child. You had a problem with Shaduchim? You have 4 or 5 daughters, as one of them last night was Sunday night, was the wedding of somebody, Sunday night. Was one of the stories, the big story that was going from big one, was somebody that I told husband and wife for years, nothing happened, and then a boy, the son was necheir. I told him to make his parents to do it. They 40, the one daughter got engaged, and they 90, the second daughter got engaged, and that was the wedding on Sunday night. And actually, somebody sent me a wedding, I have it somewhere. Here it is, a card. I cut out the card. From a wedding is coming up. Sarah and David, April 4th. I'll read it to you. Beautiful letter over here. I cut it out just to take the main part. L'chobar Manasseh. I just wanted to thank you for inspiring my friend and I today in the Daily Companion. We started a bit over 8 months ago, and my friend got engaged the second to last day of the book on our second round, and I got engaged a week later. I really felt that it made a difference in my life, and it made me into a better person. Sincerely, Sarah, somebody. And I should give me permission to say, this, I just got in the mail this past week. And this is another story, but the stories become amazing. The people change their life. When you hear me talking now, you can change your life in a shot. People are looking, what can I do? I want to be a better person right here. Do it for a week, you'll be a better person. And if people do it for years, you become a greater person. And then you want to become even do more. Sometimes some of the people call me up, what else could I do? I want to have somebody spoke now, Baruch Hashem, a special, special person. His name is Roynan, somebody that I know. And he says, and I speak to him, he says, I want to do it. I want to send him recordings here. He's helping me spread it, put it over here, give it to a friend of his, let's get it on. And I said, it's amazing. He actually needs a shidduch himself. But I said, don't worry. I said, you'll see. It's going to come. I told him, no problem, no child, because the Klal Yisrael is amazing. Klal Yisrael wants this caring about others. They care, and so many people are doing for others. And if you need any such anything, and if you, let's say you're learning it already, think about others. Maybe you could get other people to learn and have yeshuas themselves. People need children. By me, I tell them, husband and wife. Shidduchim, even buying a house. Recently, somebody told me, I wrote it down with buying, well, yeah, I have it here. I was in a place, in a store, it was called Gourmet Glatt. And a person told me, he was trying to get a mortgage, and he told his wife, let's learn the book, the blue book. I hope he continues. I think he said he did. He said, within 4 months, he told his wife, we're going to get it. He told me 2 days before he finished, he got a mortgage. And somebody else also recently told me another story with a house. I'm getting a lot of stories. I forget sometimes. I'm concentrating on the Shidduchim and children and other ones. There's many people buying a house. You want to buy a house now, and you need to. You have Siyat Shemaya. This also Be'ez Hashem. Hashem gives bracha in this also. I have a secretary I teach in the Lakewood Cheder. It's amazing. Lake of Hate I teach. And I've had one secretary already from, I think it was last year, a year and a half ago. I told her to do it. She got engaged. And now the secretary now, the cheder, one of the secretaries, there's a bunch of secretaries, one of the secretaries there, I told her to learn it. She had her own yeshua for something else the last year, I think it was. I told her to do it. She started doing it anyway. I spoke to her like a week ago. I didn't speak. I just said, anything doing over there? She says, I started with another girl. And my friend, I think it was day, we started on day 50. The Blue Book, Daily Companion, day 50. Now, the book takes 4 months to do. So she said, we finished the book. And then we did the second round, day 50 again, which is 4 months. And then when we got up to day 60, my friend got engaged. 4 months and 10 days. I said, don't worry, you'll keep track. You'll tell me what day is you. It's like reminds me of the funny story. I saw two people talking to each other. Chosan Kala, whatever it looks like, they look like. And I said, you know, I was about to tell him something. He said, we have a story. I was like, oh, he recognized me. I don't know. He says, the husband says, I'm up to 106, and my Kala is up to 113. We met each other, we got engaged. Like, wow, both people doing Blue Books, both learning with Chavrusa. It was interesting, they said this, I asked them, did you do it separately or together? I mean, separately, I mean together with somebody else. So the chassan told me I did it with another person, another boy, and the girl, Kala, told me I did it with somebody else, and they both, it's amazing. Hashem is Meshadah Shaduchim, even with Chavetz Chaim, the mamish, the thing itself, the thing that you're learning, and Be'ez Hashem, I know this couple, but sure, they're going to continue to 120, because that caused them to engage, so why not make it children? As I said, if you do it for many years, you will have nach. If you, I'm talking about 10, 15 years, you'll see, I can. You'll see. I basically say it's a lot of people, guarantee. I've had one family I met this past Shabbos. I had said the story over a little bit, but I met him on Shabbos. I got chizik, smiling away. Who was this man? He's a big time chacham, magid shir, 30 years in Eretz Yisrael. He moved to Lakewood now. He gave him shir. He said to me, I'm doing it for 30 years, long time. Him and his family, everybody, he says, such a nice, the family, we are so positive, we're so happy. And he's smiling away. I see. He is such a happy, the family's happy learning it. And I have, Baruch Hashem, all my kids at Slacha. Two of them are Ge'oine Oilam. There is Siyat Dishmaya. And there's also Siyat Shmaya in Teva. In the regular way of thing, if you think about it now, what I'm about to say, everybody could think about it. If you and your wife, or you and the friends around you, are learning, what really happens behind the scene? You become a little changed. All of a sudden, your mouth changes a little bit, and everybody around you gets better. And all of a sudden, the children see it, and the family's changing. You could change so many people, and everybody likes it. There is nobody in the world today that says, oh, I hated this. It's today's world is positive. We want to be happy. This will, people say, I want to be happy. Give me the way to be happy. Oh, I want $1 million. That's not going to make you happy. You're used to it. Next, it goes on the next thing. I want another million. I want to eat as much as I want. I want to go to all the places. I want to go to plane rides and go all over the world and other trips. And guess what happens? They come back. Now what? This will make you happy. So what? I feel good about myself. I was able not to say Lashon Hara. You feel so good. I had somebody told me that line. He says he used to have pleasure going to say Lashon Hara. Chas v'shalom, he said, I knock. And then he started learning it. And he tells me now, he says, what? Now I have pleasure not saying Lashon Hara. I knocked off that pleasure and I have a different type of pleasure. And it's a pleasure forever. It's going to be a pleasure in Olam Haba, in the next world. That pleasure is going to stay forever. Instead of the other Chas V'Shalom, the other pleasure causes people to Gehenna because it's Lashon Hara. Here, your mom is being positive. You're changing your life, becoming a better person. More bracha. I'm going to share with you this story. I said it over in a class. I was so excited to say it over. I said it once. But it's just the state. I like to sometimes, certain stories. This is a story. A lady wrote me a letter. She, I can't say the name yet, but it was May 2001. She wrote me a whole two-page letter, but it's going to take me too long to say the whole story, but it's an amazing letter. She wrote me, this is now 22, 23 years ago, she had something in the back of her tongue. The kids had started getting higher and higher. Rachmana Litzlan. She first went to the regular ENT and started checking. They said they never saw this in their life. It was the back of the tongue. They don't know what it is. They started giving medicine. Nothing worked. Nothing was working. And it was getting bigger. She said she was a teacher. I think she was teaching. When she tried to teach, when she swallowed it with the back of her tongue, it was dangerous. She didn't know what it was. It was very scary. Because people, you know, you're worried about machla. It could be a machla there and growing bigger. And then she said it was getting very bad. They were getting tested. It was scary. Sakonis, the fascist. They didn't know what. And then she writes, I'll just tell you one part. She writes, that Monday I somehow made it to teach. And then I heard there was a major national presentation by the Chofetz Chaim Heritage Foundation, a live hookup from Rebbetzin Kanievsky. And she spoke about learning the two laws of Lashon Hara. I left school early. Okay, I went to Manhattan to get an MRI, Rachmana Litzlan, whatever. And then He says, my husband spoke to the doctor. The doctor says there's definitely something there, though he does not know if it's malignant or not. Only the biopsy will tell. That evening, I told my husband about the Shmiras Halashim presentation. And then and there, we undertook to learn the two halachas daily of Shmiras Halashim. By the time I went to the biopsy, he had that appointment, maybe a day or two, it doesn't say how long, the lump had somehow shrunk in size. Everybody knows it doesn't just shrink. Go to any doctor, you go to Rahman al-Sun, all these places, ask them, does it ever shrink just by itself? What happened? You did something? The doctor cut out part of the lump to test it in the lab. He went out of the operating room to do preliminary testing and came back and said, surprisingly, there's nothing there. My husband said, and I said, what do you mean nothing? What did you cut out? You cut something out. What did you cut out? He said, it's nothing. Just consider yourself lucky. The following days, I called the first ENT, second ENT. I spoke to the orza. We spoke to them, told them the good news. Each doctor was flabbergasted and said it made no sense medically. They stated that in all their career, they never saw anything like this, like my case. The most correct diagnosis was said by her original dentist, who was a religious firm doctor, that said it's probably connected to Lashon Hara. To this day, we learn two halachas of Shmiras Halashon daily. Every so often, I feel a sensation on my tongue where the incision for the biopsy and stitches were. I guess it's an occasional reminder. This is a story. I said a little bit of it. It's one time, but I never said the whole thing. This is the first time I said the recording. It's emotional also. Here's a person. Now it's 2001. Count. She's doing it for 23 years, I think, with her husband. Doesn't say, but I'm assuming with the husband or separately. And this bracha. This bracha can heal, it can make. And why does Hashem do that? Think about it for a moment. Hashem loves when people are learning it. They say, my children, you're doing it. You're doing my will. This is the way today to bring Mashiach. And we've said it a few times already, and it's a powerful reminder. Now it's Purim. Who knows? We can make Mashiach. This is the Zman of Geula. Purim, Adar, we're coming into Nisan. Hopefully it could be right now. In these weeks here, there's so much power, so much koich, everybody here. A little move. You'll have bracha. You'll have greatness. A little Yeshua. We need the Yeshua. And we said this. Beis HaMikdash was destroyed because of sinas chenam and lashon hara. Now, we'll have the opposite. We'll be careful of the mouth. And as one person says, this book gives me avas chenam. Learning the laws of lashon hara makes you have avas chenam. And much better person. Tremendous bracha in everything you have. I said last week, I said a story, and the boy finally, Baruch Hashem, he wrote it up for me. I said a story with a lady, she had something in a tooth, and I asked him, tell me who it is. He didn't want to tell me. I know it's a cousin. I said, is it your mother? It's a relative. Maybe I wouldn't be surprised if it's his mother, but he doesn't want to tell me. He's like, I saw the whole thing. He finally wrote, I told him, I'm going to give you a soda. Like teaching the. He said, there was a lady that her tooth was hurting. Tooth was hurting. She went to a dentist, and he did some kind of checking, and he found, Rachmana Litzlan, a dentist, not, usually you never find this. There was a tip of the mach, something of the mach in there. He says, the dentist said, this is what the dentist said, I know your family, and your family learns Chavetz Chaim. You'll see soon. This could not have happened because this could not have happened if you're learning Chavetz Chaim. That's what he said. She went to a specialist. And the specialist said, Rachmana Litzlan, the specialist said, it can spread very fast. You have to take it out. And they scheduled a surgery the next day. Maybe they did in the office, I'm not sure. It was a minor surgery. And they went home that day. And that night, they decided they're going to do Chavetz Chaim. Because the dentist mentioned it, why not? The next day, they went to surgery. And he checked before the surgery, and the oral surgeon said, there's nothing there. Gone. Like with the same type of story that Rabbi Grossman once said, I could say this, but Rabin, he once told me, he said, Rabin, the shul in Lakewood, Lave others, he said he had somebody in his family had some kind of growth, something, and there was some kind of sakana, or I'm not sure what danger was. He said he heard my stories, he was very inspired. He said, the Rabin, I could say his name. He said, I started learning with my child. I don't know if it was a boy or girl. And we started learning it, and we went to pre-op. And by pre-op, the doctor says, there's nothing there. Same thing as the teeth. What do you mean nothing? Well, it just disappears. He says, nothing's there. He said, my child did not have the surgery. Now that child's married, he told me, and said that in front of everybody. And he said, Baruch Hashem, they check and there's nothing there. Baruch Hashem, he's learning it. The learning is a bracha. Its stories can go on and on. I'm getting used to miracle stories. I'm up to 500, like basically about 570, but I'm much more. Because people keep texting me, I got a story, I got to say, I'll give you an example. I read it. This is a story, I wrote it down, quote what she wrote in the message. I get people texting me messages. I'm afraid after this recording, I'm going to get 100 stories after I say that. People text me messages. I'm not joking. I wouldn't be surprised if I'm going to get 100 stories by next week already. And I usually get about close to 10 stories a week, maybe 8 stories. But I'll read to you a text of the stories. The quote, this is a text. I got it on March 18th. Today's a couple of March 19th, 20th. March 18th, I got this story. I saw the text. Story 1. My wife started learning the Blue Chafetz Chaim as a zechus for 6 nieces. It was probably a little while ago. They finished with other people. They finished the book twice. That's talking about 8 months. 8 months. Their ages, I'm sorry, we had 3 weddings over the past few months and a 4th one in 2 weeks. That means basically in 8 months and a little bit, 4 out of the 6 got engaged and basically married. Their ages were between 20 and 25. That was story 1, which is a beautiful story. And story 2, listen to this amazing one. My wife and I started learning the Blue Book. This is what I think is recent. He told me that I met them. I think I met this story, this one. Yeah, I met them at the wedding. I had in mind as a zechus for my son, who was having a hard time in yeshiva. My wife had in mind for parnasa. In other words, we were learning it together. She had in mind for parnasa and money, and I had in mind for my child to have a zechus. We spoke it out when we started, which is nice. Everybody asked me, some people asked me, what should you do? How should you say it? He said they did it before they started. Hashem, this is a zechus for this, and this is a zechus for this. It's very nice because it's a tefillah, you're davening. Okay. Day 30, my son got a new chavrusa that helped him get back in track. Now he's doing much better. We had been working for 4 years. I'm sorry. Now he's doing much better. We have been working 4 years on getting unemployment that we applied for during COVID. 4 years, they're waiting for unemployment from 4 years ago. Day 39, after we started, they called. Day 41, the first installment came by, and a few days later, the rest came in. 2 stories texted me, who knows how many more. And okay, I have more quotes of different people, but big thing of is a person starts learning it. You become a better person. You become great. And I'm